Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on the community of Twain Heart on this weekend show. During the first two segments, we're talking with Tom Trott, who is the general manager of the Twain Heart Community Services District. General Manager Trott, during the first segment, you ended talking a little bit about a new park that's coming to Twain Heart, the Twain Heart Meadows Park Project. And I understand the first phase of that project is almost completed, correct?
Yeah, it's just about complete right now. We're really excited about it. The first phase was the bocce courts improvement project. So we already had bocce courts down in Twain Heart, but this added a large pavilion, real mountain rustic style with big beams, really beautiful. A couple of shade pergolas at each end of the court, a rain tank that captures water off of the pavilion roof and waters the landscaping and the community garden. And we just finished it up. This is the first phase of the larger Twain Heart Meadows Park, and it really serves as kind of a preview of what's to come in the bigger park. If you go down and check it out, it's beautiful. There are people down there playing bocce all the time. And we really want to celebrate this first phase by holding kind of a dedication ribbon cutting ceremony, which is going to be held on August 11th at 6:30 p.m. at the courts. And we're using this not only to celebrate that this part is complete, but also to honor our late board member, Jim Johnson, who served on our board for about 16 years, served on the Sonora Area Foundation board for about 12 years, and really provided a lot of great leadership to our community. And so we're gonna be dedicating that project to him at that dedication event on August 11th. Everybody's invited to come out. It'll be a short ceremony, and then all are welcome to play bocce and hang out afterwards.
Yeah, it's great to see a community leader like Jim Johnson remembered and having that project dedicated to him. You know, what would you say are some of the biggest issues right now facing the district?
Well, there's a few of them. I think the one that's, or a couple of them that are most in our face are water supply. Our water supply is limited. We are in a drought. We are in a little bit better place than we were during the last really significant drought because we've put in three groundwater wells for Twain Heart, which help us kind of diversify our water portfolio. So not only do we get water from Lyons and surface water in TUD, but we also get it from the ground. That enables us to provide at least the bare minimum of drinking and sanitation water in the event that we lose surface water supply. But even though we're in a better place, we really need people to really use water wisely. And that's the message that we're putting out. We're not saying this is time to conserve 50% like we had to do last time, but it is important that we're really aware of how we're using water. Fix leaks if you have them. Think about your irrigation. How much is it using? What kind of plants do you have in your yard? Are they the ones that are drought tolerant? These are the kinds of things that we need people to be thinking about, because we have also noticed a little bit of an increase in water demand over the past year. From the last drought, we were pretty consistently about 30% lower use than we were in 2013. We've noticed that number fluctuate between 10 and 20% lower over the last year. And we think a lot of that has to do with a lot of new people coming in and being more permanent residents, especially through the pandemic. And not that people are using water unwisely, but there's just more people using it. And that means that we just have to be all the more diligent about how we use our water.
Do you have many issues with the sewer system in Twain Heart?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. As you know and have seen, we had a sewer spill maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago that made its way into Twain Heart Creek and forced a shutdown of Twain Heart Lake, which is something that's very unfortunate that we never, ever, ever want to see happen. But it does happen, unfortunately. Fortunately, it did not impact the lake as far as water quality goes, but it is something that is high risk. It hurt our economy, hurt our recreation, it hurts the environment. And one thing that this is something that we're facing quite a bit of, because we live in a mountain community with lots of trees, there are lots of roots and they tend to get into the sewer system and they start causing partial blockages. And then when you combine that with things that people flush down the toilet, like Swiffers, or the wipes that even though they say they're flushable, they're not actually supposed to be flushed. I mean, I guess anything is flushable, but when you put it down there, it doesn't disintegrate and it catches on the roots. Same thing when you pour grease or eggshells down the drain or through your garbage disposal. All that collects, and when it combines together, creates blockages. And especially in rural areas like Twain Hart, where a lot of the lines are in backyards of vacation homes, sometimes it's not caught right away and it ends up being an issue. And so we're out there cleaning our lines as much as possible to try to prevent this. But we do need to ask our customers as well to do their part, not to flush the flushable wipes or the Swiffers or put eggshells in the garbage disposal or pour grease down. Even if it seems like it's hot and liquid, as soon as it hits the cold water in the sewer, it freezes right up and causes problems.
We've been talking to Tom Trott, the general manager of the Twain Hart Community Services District, on these first two segments of Mother Lode Views. Any final comments you'd like to make before we bring in Supervisor Kirk?
I think a couple of things I didn't get to hit on fire prevention, but as you know, with smoke in the air, that fires are a big threat. So please make sure that you make sure your property is cleared, that you're using water wisely, and enjoy the beauty of Twain Hart.
We appreciate the update, and keep us posted on things happening in Twain Hart.
Thank you.
Again, we thank Tom Trott for joining us on these first two segments. He's a general manager of the Twain Hart Community Services District. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're going to continue our conversation on the community of Twain Hart coming up with the District 3 Supervisor, Anaya Kirk, for Tuolumne County. He'll be joining us on the next segment talking about issues facing the community. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.